We're here to talk about fitness. Welcome to the Protein Bites podcast with your host, Adriano Rizzo. I own and operate a small personal training studio in the Sutherland Shire in Sydney. Not here to sell you anything today. I'm just here to educate you, make you a better dieter, exerciser, and probably a better person, I dare say. Anyway, tune in, sign up. If you like the podcast, something that you can do for me, because I don't pay for advertising and this is purely my time spent on trying to educate you beautiful people out here listening. You can go on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this and vote it 5-star and just write a nice little comment. It would mean the world to me, or share it to somebody that you love, and it would really, really help me reach more people and build this thing up, because I do it every week and I think I pour quite a bit of education into this podcast. So it would really mean a lot if you spread the good word. On to the show. So, team, hot topics. Let's talk about them. Let's chop it up. Let's talk about all things burnout. So I had one of my beloved clients and avid listeners of this podcast talk to me about how she feels like she's at a stage of burnout, maybe 5 months, 6 months into the process. There's a few things that cause burnout. Most of the time, it's a lack of direction and overexertion. So if you don't feel like you're going in the right direction, but you're working a lot towards a direction that isn't defined, burnout. Okay? If you are constantly putting pressure on yourself to do something, and this is like internal pressure. I don't think burnout is even a real thing given... like from external sources. You know what I mean? I think burnout's a strictly internal job. And I believe that burnout comes from our evaluation of something, as opposed our consistent evaluation of something, as opposed to an overworking. I believe that we burden ourselves a bit too much. And as a result, it wears down on our psychology and we feel like we are burnt out. When... In all realities, I am working double the amount of work that I used to. I work 7 days a week now in the business. I absolutely love it. I wake up every day feeling fulfilled. I'm doing like weird shit like ice bath now.
Ice baths.
And I'm putting more into life and I'm getting so much more out. It's crazy. Wouldn't in my wildest dreams wouldn't have thought it would work out that way, because I was taught conserve your energy. That sort of stuff. But what I realize is burnout is just, for me at least, burnout is like your brain and your body saying you need to go to the next level. Like this, you need to hold on tight. Burnout is like a storm for me. If you can hold on tight and keep doing the things that you're doing when you don't feel like it, when you feel depleted, when you feel tired, burnout is like your body trying to keep you in your old self. And if you react to your burnout emotionally, guess what the fuck happens? You don't feel burnt out, but guess what? You stay in your comfort zone. Okay, burnout is there to help elevate you. Because I can tell you, if you are sleeping 8 hours a night, 7-8 hours a night, and yes, you can do that. This is a time management thing and a hopping off your phone thing. I don't care what anybody says. Like I've listened to everybody's excuses about it and I've talked to hundreds of people about their nighttime behaviors and none of them can come up with something reasonable other than I've got kids. It's like, well, that's a choice and it's a period of time that's going to pass. So grow up, you know, own up to your shit that happened and move the fuck on. Because if you're like, I've got kids, yeah, cool, mate. How do you think you were fucking born? The world got made, fucking skyscrapers were built. Hospitals were built, schools were made, and people had kids. Congrats. So suck it up. Keep looking after your health, but just dial that stuff back down again. But also dial the expectation. I know parents out there can do 4 bouts of 30 minutes worth of exercise at home or anywhere walking to keep their health in check. Okay? Being a parent doesn't mean that immediately you're like, it just goes, bonk. Shit show. It's your ability to deal with that. Because there are parents, believe it or not, and I don't know if you guys understand this, but me personally, I hold the belief that if somebody can do it, somebody else can do it, I can do it. And I hold the firm belief that there are some parents, yes, they might be tired, yes, they might be stretched, but can still have a decent night's rest or organize with their spouse alternate nights, whatever the fuck it might be, so everybody gets a bit of a turn resting, or set themselves up in a way pre-baby that would facilitate that. Okay? You might not fix the problem, but at least be better than going, I got a kid, man. My life is just, I'm a victim. It's like, cool. If you sit in victim fucking mentality and talking, you're going to get victim results. So for me, this whole burnout stuff is just a lack of, it's that perception that you need to be keep doing more in the wrong direction. And you're sort of effectively spinning your tires. You've got your foot on the brake and foot on the accelerator at the same time. And your engine's just revving because you're overthinking about nothing and taking no action. If you've got a baby and you've got no sleep, okay, sweet. You probably work 8 hours a day. There's 16 more hours, or sorry, 8 more hours for you to get some more sleep in. Here to tell you, I'm sure you could take shifts. Right? That's the number one thing I hear. But if you don't have kids, then sweet. Your life is going to be even easier. You know, getting that sort of stuff in shouldn't be that hard if you're organized and disciplined. But that's where people go wrong, is that when the wheels start to fucking get shaky, they're in the storm of burnout, they go, ah, fuck it. Going to go back to whatever it is that I know. And that is where you go wrong. Because for me, burnout's an invitation to be better. Every single time I have looked at my life and looked at my work schedule, like it's an invitation to be a better human, it has benefited me tenfold. I want to let you guys in on something. And so I work from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. I'm making this podcast. This is work. After this, I'm going to do some, I went for a walk for an hour for my health and fitness goals. Okay. In between clients. So I finished at 7:30. Me and Solomon finished at 7:45 actually, had a staff meeting. I drove to the beach, that took 15 minutes. I walked for 45, came back, trained a client at 9 to 9:30, and I'm in at 10 or a bit before doing podcasts. After this, I'll film a bunch of YouTube videos. That'll probably take an hour and a half. Then I've got a staff meeting at 12. That'll take me to 12:30. And then I've got a bunch of other stuff and I start back up work at 6 until 8 p.m. Okay. Oh, and I've got to train in between there. Train for about an hour, hour and a half, okay? And probably prep some meals for the rest of the week. There's a lot of fun, and make sales calls. A lot of work that needs to be done every day, and that's just one day of 7, okay? But I'm in this place now where I am so finely tuned into what I'm doing, I wake up with enthusiasm. But I'm doing so much work, more work than I've ever done in my entire life. But I also have more direction than I've ever had. My goals are even clearer than they've ever been, right? I'm so much more passionate, involved. Everything has gotten better for me because guess what? I'm putting more in. I'm more focused. I'm better with my time management. I'm more consistent in the gym, more consistent with my eating, more forgiving, more accepting of myself as well. And so for me, when I look at myself, I go, well, how the fuck does Adriano wake up and be better every day? Well, Adriano's got to do some shit he doesn't want to do. Do you think, I love doing podcasts. I love doing YouTube videos. But fuck, sometimes I just rather get drunk, you know, and not have to do this. I'd like to sleep in too, but I don't have that option. I don't have that choice and I don't give myself that choice. I've been having cold showers for 2 weeks. I don't give myself the choice to have a warm shower anymore. It's cold or nothing. Either I have a shower I have a shower and it's cold, or I don't have a shower. I don't give myself the option. And so if people always like if you're out in a field in the fucking 1500s or wherever the fuck in the thousands, and you don't, there's no such thing as like a nice paying job as healthcare. You've got fucked up teeth. You've got 20 kids and you're like plowing in a field in a farm. Well, you've got to fucking wake up and feed your cows. You're like, I'm burnt out, Jimmy. I can't do it.
That sounded like such a cunt thing to say. Great.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to roll with it.
I'm burnt out. I can't do it. I can't feed.
Well, guess what? Ding dong. You don't eat. Right? That's the headspace I'm in every day. And I love it. I'm very happy with it because I get so much out of my life this way, right? So guys, if you're facing burnout, if you're like, I don't know what to do, don't go back to your old dumbass habits. Because then you're going to be back to where you started. And guess what? You'd be like, well, I've put in 6 months of work and I'm back to exactly where I was when I started. Bada bing, bada boom. Do you think you're going to want to go on with an exercise program after you just fucked yourself in the ass calorically or exercise-wise? No. Nobody would want to put in 6 months worth of effort only to get back to where they started and then want to start again, right? I'm very sympathetic to that fact, okay? I've been there before. I understand also that I do think differently to 99% of people, and that's okay. I'm happy with that. But I believe that there's something to be taken out of what I said when it comes to that sort of stuff as well. That you can either listen to the hard truth and implement what I'm saying, or you can sit down and keep complaining and get the same results you've always gotten. Two options, always two options. Keep doing what you're doing, complain and get no better, or embrace how fucking hard it is and push even harder back at it. That's always been my thing. So like even with the cold showers, I get in there, it's cold, and I'm like, yeah, fuck you. Like I'm mad back at the water. I'm like, yeah, you want to fucking freeze me? Fuck you. I'll clean my underarms even more, bitch. And it's that stuff that makes it so much more enjoyable to do. That whole thing is so much more of a fulfilling journey, even in a micro sense, even in my USB thing is fucking shooting itself in the head. Sorry. Even in a micro sense, you can really, really benefit and grow and become better if you look at every difficulty as an opportunity to grow. Even tiny little things like a dumbass cold shower. It's stupid. I sound probably like an idiot saying, oh, cold showers. I sound like one of those people you see online. It's like, cold shower, run every day. Don't start going to the gym. Like every fucking American fitness marketer ever. Be good to your wife. Be good to you. Raise your kids. Grass-fed beef. Elk. All that fucking dumb stuff. Anyway, I believe that burnout is an invitation for you to grow and be better and get better at the systems that you have in your life. Because I run a business and I understand I've got key performance, so I've got KPIs, okay? I've got all sorts of stuff, all sorts of little systems I have in place to make sure this thing runs even better year on year. And so you've got to look at your own brain and your own behaviors like that. You've got to track your KPIs. If you want it to improve, what gets measured gets improved. And if you're not measuring your own shit and just flying off the fucking handle, what do you think's going to happen? You're not going to live a better life. You're going to get the same shit you've always gotten every time. It's kind of ridiculous to think that you would get something different. It's a bit absurd in my eyes. Like to think that somebody like you just keep flowing with life. Like everyone's like, manifest. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Manifest fucking. I can't say that. Manifest. Anyway, look, that's my take on burnout. I think burnout's an invitation to grow. I think burnout's an invitation to get better at what you're doing and to make the changes you need to make to keep going on the path that you're going on. Burnout is not an invitation to make sudden changes, switches, or anything. Burnout needs to be embraced. It doesn't need to be run from, is my personal belief. Since adopting that belief, my life has gotten significantly better. Significantly. So that's what I wanted to share with you. Now, I want to talk a little bit about cardio as well. So we've touched on burnout. I want to touch on cardio. Cardio, more like cardio. Oh, God. Well, how am I even a professional? I don't even know how I have a microphone in front of me. Why did I decide to do this? Anyway, guys, so cardio, there's a few types. At Riz Fitness Studios, we have HIIT classes coming up, which is high intensity interval training, which is more or less like cardio with weights or weights with cardio sort of thing. You got like boxing. Okay. What else do we have? We've got walking, running, cycling, swimming. If I've missed anything, let me know in the comments. Okay. But if I've missed anything, let me know. HIIT, boxing, walking, running, cycling, swimming. Perfect. Those are the heavy hitters. Now, my personal belief is that if you're walking, it should be for mental health. If you're boxing, it should be for mental health, and a bit of fat loss would be a good bonus. But it's not much fat loss will come from boxing. But it's like, it's nice to stay dialed in and focused on your goals and taking some sort of habit towards it, like going to a boxing class and getting your heart rate up nice and high. It's good for your cardiovascular health to take your heart to higher ranges, your BPM to higher ranges, VO2 max or whatever it's called. It's a good idea to sort of keep that as high as we can. Running, a decent one, but comes with a certain level of like catabolism with muscles. Not a heap, but for me, it's a high fatigue behavior. Cycling, low resistance, low fatigue, would recommend. Swimming, low resistance, low fatigue, and there's also some benefits you get metabolically from swimming in cold water. Okay? So, high intensity interval training, I'd say we're going to rate this, okay? From best cardio to worst cardio in my opinion. Okay? Walking is king cuz I'm a fat bastard. And like, don't go too because I'm a lazy bitch. No, walking is great. I think it's best for mental health, because if you feel good, you go walking, you're going to make better decisions about your life. You're going to feel better. So that's king for me. And in terms of its fat burning, calorie burning potential, it's a nice little bonus by the end of the week. If you've done 7 hours of walking, you know, it's probably about 2,000 calories or something like that. So it's definitely a benefit, which is all stuff that you can eat back in fun food or just use as a nice little bonus of weight loss. So we've got walking. I'd probably say boxing is my number two, although the fatigue side of stuff, the novelty of boxing is superb. I love boxing. Okay. Then we've probably got, look, I'd probably say swimming, but I'm just shit at it. So swimming is going to be number three, but I just suck at swimming. Walking is super convenient, can be done anywhere. Boxing, fuck, you can get a $100 bag that stands up and have a crack. Or get your spouse and get them to jump in for you and hold pads. Like, it's kind of cute as well. I've done it with a few exes and it's been a vibe. Except for when you just like tap on the head and they're like, ow. You know, being playful, obviously. You know, but yeah. That's why I need a jacked girlfriend, you know? Someone that's like fucking 85 kilos on steroids. Come on, Riz. Let me hold pads for you. She's got fucking veins coming out of her neck. She's bald now too. Come on, babe. Let me hold pads for you. Anyway, no more talking about my hypothetical girlfriends. Please mind your own business, people listening. So we've got walking, boxing, swimming. Then I would probably say running in terms of like, look, it's a higher fatigue, but in terms of like benefit, mental health, I love running. Running's been something that really cleared the mind and it's a good challenge for your head. And then HIIT training. Now, this is just my preference. High intensity interval training. If you're someone that likes it, fantastic. It's a good alternative for you to do. Okay. However, it comes with a high degree of fatigue. Okay. So if you're training 3 times a week, 2 times weights, 1 time HIIT training, I'd say that's pretty good. If you're training 3 times weights, 1 time HIIT, I'd say that's pretty good. If you're training 2 times weights, 2 times HIIT, decent. But I wouldn't go 3, 4, 5 HIIT sessions in a week, especially if you're just starting off. Okay. I just don't recommend it. Okay. That's just not what I think is a good strategy. So walking number one, because it's convenient, easy, takes no prep work, works for fat loss, works for mental health, and has low fatigue. Boxing, because it's really fun, keeps you involved. And it's like, you know, you got to do it with a partner. So it's kind of, it's nice to have that sort of like accountability buddy. And then swimming. Pardon me. And then swimming, low resistance, so low fatigue, benefits for metabolism because you're in cold water, so your body's trying to constantly keep you warm. Running, simple again, you can just go for a run anywhere. but it comes with a higher risk of fatigue. And then I don't know what goes on with my, it's like I get a hiccup slash an in-breath. It's very weird. Anyway, if you've heard me doing it on the mic, I'm sorry. HIIT training, high fatigue, but high caloric output. So you'll probably burn through like 400 or 500 calories in a half an hour session, I'd imagine. At least I would, I think. So good in terms of calories burned, but high fatigue. So I wouldn't recommend doing it all the time. Just sort of get it in where you can. And if you enjoy it, fantastic. Keep it going. If you don't enjoy it, though, don't put it in there. Those are my cardio. That's my cardio rating scale, team. Okay. Hope that has helped. And the last, third and last thing I want to talk about is this amazing pack of ankle socks I got from JD Sport. No, I'm kidding.
Why am I like this?
I wanted to talk about my favorite foods for fat loss. So my favorite foods for fat loss are pretty much everything minus chips, soft drinks, sugary shit. But they should only be used, like I've come to this conclusion, right? Guys, I'm going to Vegas in May, okay? I booked this trip. This will be my first overseas holiday in like 5 years, I think. 5 years, maybe four years. I went with an ex of mine. Like I was like, oh, man, I've been in some weird romantic scenarios, eh? So I was dating this girl for a couple of years. Steph, her name was. Yeah, whatever, relationship. It was all good. But we broke up and we had a trip booked. And so I decided to go on this trip with Steph in the same. I think we even booked separate rooms next to each other. Mate, I was a weirdo when I was 27. I had zero boundaries. Tell you what. Yeah, anyway, it was a fucking shit show. But that was my last overseas holiday to Thailand. And I love Thailand. But, like, I was split with her and I was, like, busy, like, checking out other chicks. Like, it was just fucking weird, man. I was not in a good headspace back then. Wasn't even drinking either. I was, like, fucking 3 months sober. still just fucking mad as a cut snake, eh? I'm so glad that's just, like, less of a theme in my life. Just the insanity. Anyway, God bless you, Steph, if you're listening. You're probably not listening. Every time I see her in the street, she death stares me. Good times. Great classic hits. Oh, some transparency on a Tuesday. That's what we call it, Transparency Tuesdays. Anyhow, yeah, that was my last holiday, so I'm planning on going in Vegas, to Vegas, to just get fucking loose. Can't wait. I had this theory when I was like 20, right? I was like, okay, if I start hustling now when I'm 20, did my diploma in fitness, cool, nailed that. Then did my undergrad in psychology, nailed that. I was like, okay, and now start a business. And now you don't get to go on holidays or you don't get to go off anywhere until this business can pay for itself when you're on holiday, right? Essentially, like I can have somebody in here making sales as I'm gone, okay? So that's the big thing. Keep making sales until, while I'm gone. So the gym is still profiting. And cause let's say if I shut down this location, one, I've got to pay my coaches now, and my staff that I've got online. So my assistants, my video editor. So I have to pay all those people. Plus I have to pay rent for the gym. And then plus I don't get any income because we're not coaching anybody. Essentially, if the gym shut down, that is, let's say. Right. So you go in the red huge. So keep the gym open, keep it profitable as well, turning over money. So then I can pay myself when I'm on holiday, which is a fucking awesome thing. But it has taken 10 years or more, probably 12 years from its inception of like, I have this idea and this theory about the world. 12 years later, it's come true. So I'm in a really, really cool spot at the moment, with my financial freedom and ability to leave my business and come back and it still be operational. So that's my goal, Vegas shred. So this is going to be the theme for the next 5 months. It's Vegas shred. So keep an eye out for how diced Coach Man looks soon. Shredded, sunk in face, model, you know, standard stuff, just being sexy, you know.
I don't know what got in my system today. It's probably someone's drugged me. Someone at the cafe. Anyway, I'm going to give you the tips to get Vegas shredded. Okay? So come along with me. So number one thing for me is simple foods that I love, that keep me satiated. So for me, that's I Feel at Steak. I cook about a kilo of that a day, or 500 grams of that a day. That's for dinner time. Have it with like some hot sauce, some avocado, and some veg, like peas, beans, and corn, because they're really low calorie, but I enjoy the flavor as well. So I can have half kilo of steak because I love steak, and then I can have my sriracha, my avocado, and the veg combo. No carbs at nighttime. Then for morning, I have 2 scoops of protein powder with water. Smash that. Then I have an iced latte, whatever cafe, whenever that comes around after coaching. And now after this, after I film all this stuff for YouTube and Instagram, whatever, I'm going to go to Subway, get a footlong sub with extra chicken, which is like 60 grams of protein and probably about 1,000 cal. And then the steak at nighttime is like 800 cal. And then I'm going to get 2 little protein puddings. They're about 360 cals for both, 30 grams of protein. And then game done. That is the shred diet alongside walking every day, right? But the foods that I really like are, you're going to have those little protein puddings because they're 180 calories, which is like a protein shake is around 125 to 150 cal anyway, and you get about 25 grams of protein. So you get 10 grams less protein per serve. However, you get so much more flavor and enjoyment out of that little fucking silly custard tub thing. Like, they're so nice. You get them like IGA or something. It's like a Wicked brand. It says Wicked. If you're in Australia, the Wicked brand is like where you have a chocolate sauce you used to dip your strawberries in. I think everybody's had it at some stage. So the Wicked brand, they do like a chocolate protein powder or something like that. Chocolate protein tub. It's really nice, custard thing. So I'll have I Feel It. That's what works for me. Everyone's different. I did my chicken breast days, smashed that. And look, I really enjoyed being a chicken breast whore, but I'm just not that way inclined anymore. Steak is there for me, and chicken strips. But team, watermelon is a good one. So you can have a kilo of watermelon, and it's 300 calories. Kilo of the watermelon flesh, it's 300 calories. Now, I dare say you could have like a watermelon diet and you'd get fucking shredded, because you could eat like 5 kilos of watermelon and it's only 1,500 calories. Try eating 5 kilos of food and let me know how you go. Like, that's a lot of food. I couldn't even eat 5. I probably could. I'd find it challenging to eat 5 kilos of food. Okay? So you've got to find things that are low calorie but high in volume. So my peas, beans, and corn mix, pretty low calorie, high volume. Okay. I get those potato wedges and that sort of shit from, you can get, and I chuck them in the air fryer. They're really good. So it's like crispy chips. You can get like sweet potato fries or whatever. Chuck them in the air fryer. They're good to go. They're fucking delicious, actually. So things like that, they're like 120 calories per 100 grams. So you get like 360 calories of chips. It's 300 grams. Like, it's like, that's a lot of chips. And then, and it's no calories, have that with some chicken or something. Right? So you've got to look for ways of making your food really interesting and palatable and enjoyable. So I have a sub. That's how I can make my food interesting, enjoyable, palatable. Steak, same thing. Morning shake, cool. By the time I've like come to and like kind of gone through my morning clients, like I've had that, I've had my coffee and I enjoy the coffee. So it's like all good. Not really like too hungry. Now, this will change, obviously, like week 10 of Vegas Shred, because I'll be really hungry and really tired, because I'll be sexy as all fuck. But, you know, that's for a conversation for that time. So, yeah, look, watermelon, anything like that. Blueberries are really good. Chicken breast is great. Any lean kind of meat's really good. Broccoli, broccolini, asparagus, all those guys are really good in terms of being low calorie. So that's what you want, really want to chase. Okay. The more of those foods you can have, the better, especially protein. The
more chicken breast you can have in your day, and the more like watermelon. If you get a chicken breast and watermelon and broccoli, sound. You get like the sweet and the proteiny and whatever, because what protein does is it increases your it's a very high satiety food, so it's going to keep you help you stay feeling fuller for longer, which I think is a good thing by and large. Okay, so those are my sort of tips with regard to my favorite fat loss foods. Watermelon, any sort of fruit really, minus like papaya. I think papaya is really like high in calories. Fact check me on that one. But anything, mango is really pretty high calorie as well. So just suss those out so you don't have them too much. But watermelon and blueberries and strawberries are like my favorite, because you can pretty much blitz them to any degree, and it's going to be max 500 calories, which isn't too much. So those are my recommendations. But if you're thinking that like chili or like a lemon's going to help you lose fat, it's not even remotely close. The amount of chili oil I've had and not lost any fat is too high. I love chili oil at like dumpling places, you know, bit of Din Tai Fung, bit of fucking chili oil. Din Tai Fung is like shit dumplings, but yeah, it is what it is. Team, it's been interesting today. We've delved into some things, albeit that we maybe shouldn't have on my end. Sorry. Apologies for giving you the ins and outs of previous relationships. I'm looking at getting some guests on this show soon, now that the December and January period is coming to a close. Typically means my fitness business will grow, which is amazing, because fuck December, because that was a panic attack. Anyway, looking forward to getting some guests on in this show, double camera scenario, and just a good time. So if you know anybody that might want to hop on as another coach or something like that, that I can interview about, you know, where they came from and who they are, that would be greatly appreciated, because I think I'm going to try and build out a really cool podcasty scene in Sydney. And I think I can do that, you know, on this platform, given the space that I have. So anyway, guys, love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys can point me in the right direction on how to help me with this podcast in terms of like, you know, you want any questions asked, because I know there's a low view account. So I'm really happy to accommodate you guys and answer any questions that you might have. So shoot them over to me at Riz Fitness on Instagram or my YouTube page or anything like that. And as I said at the start, if you guys could, you know, rate this thing 5-star on wherever you're listening to it from, that'd be amazing. And share it to somebody that you feel like might benefit from this podcast as well. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your time. It's very, very valued. And I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Love yous.